The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life for this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, today the feast of St. Lawrence. St. Lawrence was a deacon, and in the year about 257, when Emperor Valerian issued a law that was against the church that led to the persecution of the then Pope, Pope Sixtus II. Lawrence, a deacon, was at that time the treasurer of the church. So he was in charge of the purse of the church. And also he was the one that takes care of the poor people and the sick. So after the emperor was eliminated, after the Pope, Pope Sixtus, was eliminated, then the emperor sent for Lawrence and requested that Lawrence should give him access to the purse of the church. And Lawrence, being a faithful son, being a committed child of God, decided that instead of giving the emperor access to the front of the church, instead, let him go. So he surrendered his life. And history had it that Lawrence was roasted like a chicken. I have to tell this story just to remind us what people have suffered for the sake of the kingdom of God. The sacrifice they have made, giving their life for the good of the church. And it is their blood that really gave fertile to the faith that we are enjoying today. And that is what Jesus said in the gospel. Whoever loves his life so much will lose it. But whoever loses his life for his sake will gain it. Lawrence lost his life for the faith, and he has gained it back. That is why we are celebrating him today. In the history of the church, the name Deacon Lawrence will remain forever. And we will continue to celebrate him. And that is what Jesus is reminding us today, that each and every one of us, when we receive the sacrament of confirmation, the Holy Spirit, there were so many gifts given to us. And one of those gifts is the gift of courage. So we have to be courageous in the practice of our faith. We have to show that we love God. By making sure that we remain steadfast, by giving God more time No time spent before his presence will go in vain. For example, on Saturdays, we know that after Mass, we expose the Blessed Sacrament. And we encourage people to adore Jesus at least for 1 hour. It is a way to show that we love him. I know we have so many other things that we can do, but spending 1 hour before God on Saturdays is not too much. It could be a way to express our love for Jesus, our love for God, our love for the church. So if we spend this time for Jesus, that means we are losing our lives, but we will gain it. But when we say, oh, I have so many things to do today, I have to go to grocery, I have to do that, and after Mass, we just leave and allow Jesus to remain here alone. That means we are trying to gain our lives. Today, Jesus reminds us that he has called us in so many ways that we have to show that courage, that we love him, that we appreciate him, that we appreciate all the good things he has been doing for us, and spend time with Jesus and practice our faith. So my dear friends in Christ, today that we are celebrating St. Lawrence, we are being encouraged by his life, by the courage he had, remaining steadfast, telling the emperor, no matter what you say, it is better that I die than to betray my God. That is very courageous. In so many ways, God has called us. God reminds us today that we are his eyes, we are his legs, we are the hands of Jesus. So in any way we can show that strong faith, let us do that. Let us look at the life of Lawrence. Let us tell ourselves, so long as I live, I will continue to believe in him. I will continue to stand strong. I will continue to defend him wherever I am. May God continue to strengthen us, and may St. Lawrence intercede for us.